My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, effervescent co-star and co-founder of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. How are you, Elena?
Well, I'm pleading the fifth, so you go on.
Capitol Steps, you can find them live every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building in Washington or online at capitalsteps.com, where their new CD is Fiscal Shades of Gray. Yeah, what'd you make of that this week? The opening statement of, I didn't do anything wrong. Okay, I'll see y'all later.
I didn't do anything wrong, but if I did, I'm not talking about it. Right. It's great country, isn't it? We have more people should remain silent, but, you know, not in that case.
She's still out of a job the next day, though, so I guess she didn't completely get away.
She didn't really have the right to remain silent, did she, huh? Yeah.
Apparently not. Apparently there still can be some consequences. But the Capitol Steps have retooled one of your all-time classics to kind of address the growing crisis here that's interesting, and perhaps more than anything else, Elena, both Republicans and Democrats are actually outraged about the same thing at the same time. You don't see that very often.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody can get together about not liking the IRS, that's for sure.
That's what brings everyone together. So here's the latest version of the Capitol Steps classic song, When IRS Guys Are Smiling.
So you want to attempt to become tax exempt, you will soon learn the government's game. You will have to address a huge paperwork mess if Tea Party's a part of your name. When IRS guys are smiling, and you're on the liberals' list, when they say you missed a filing, they act like proctologists. No deducting your tinfoil headwear, 'cause you think they are out to get you. 'Cause the IRS has groups they repress. It's not paranoid when it's true. When IRS guys are prying and they say they know your type, though with laws you are complying, they treat you like Wesley Snipes. Their audits caused you an ulster, and your paperwork's Dublin, they say. Then just give the address of the IRS to your friends at the NRA.
Elena, I think everyone's cheering on that one, man.
It's kind of like going out on stage and going, anybody here from New Jersey? You can always get a reaction out of the crowd when you say, you know, down with the IRS.
Exactly. And, you know, the administration's vowing to get to the bottom of it. The difference in this scandal from perhaps another one is there's no YouTube video to blame.
Well, that's true. And, you know, of course, Obama didn't know anything about the IRS scandal because he was too busy not knowing anything about the Benghazi scandal.
That's
that kind of occupied all his time.
I'm sure that instills a lot of confidence in people. But, yeah, the Capitol Steps, we got a double header today. I should have mentioned that earlier. So not only is it a double header, it's a double scandal header, I guess, for the Capitol Steps today. Any setup needed for the Benghazi song?
Well, I think this is one of the rare times when you can see Congressman Issa and Jay Carney and Hillary all singing a song together. I don't think that's ever been seen before.
Well, it's about to be seen, or at least heard, right here.
Good evening. I am Congressman Darrell Issa, Chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. I'm going to get to the bottom of the attack on the consulate in Libya. We're going to find out who did what when. Now, for this hearing, we're going to welcome out here White House Press Secretary Jay Carney. Here's a question for Jay Carney. As the spokesman, tell us, please, though the facts are still be sorting, lots of folks are now reporting that Benghazi you're distorting. It had nothing to do with an anti-Islam video. It's clear Obama knew. Now the truth is out. What are you gonna do? Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie. Lie, 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 lie
doing here?
Well, boys, I was just trying to see how everything's going out here. Here's a question, Mr. Issa. Raise your hand and tell us, please. You are calling us all liars, but my polls keep going higher. To the White House I aspire.
But this has nothing to do with the next White House election.
Audience, do you think that's true? You sing lie, lie, lie if it's me he's trying to screw.
Truth is on my side.
What a lie, lie, lie.
Ah, a bipartisan approach.
Nobody looks good in that one, right?
A bipartisan approach to scandal. Man, we are seeing it from all different angles on both of these scandals today. Well done, Elena. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a tough one. You know, not funny at the center of it, but the politicians messing up around it is kind of funny.
Well, yeah, that's always going to be true. That's one of the reasons why your job security is better than just about anyone's in Washington.
Well, you know, funeral directors and car repossessors, you know. Yeah. We're right up there.
Excellent, excellent. Well, well done. Thanks for the two selections today. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. You can also find their work online at capitalsteps.com, where you can order their brand new CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.